Rat Parakeet, I have to apologize, first of all, for coming down a little bit late. Second of all, that I'm not going to be able to do the Parak justice. The Parak is the Shira of Devorah, the song that Devorah and Barak, but it's called Shira Devorah because she was the more prominent of the two, sang after they defeated Sisera and Yavin and all these other bad guys. And it's got all the properties of a great song, a great poetic song. If you have ever gone and studied English literature or had to study the poems of somebody, this has all of the properties in it. In addition, it has the properties of a Shira of Kedusha. Now, a Shira has what place in Jewish philosophy? The song, the purpose of a song is for what?
Praise.
Is it important or is it just a passing thing?
It's important.
Why is it important? How important is it? What does a song do? Why is a song important?
It's expression.
Expression of what?
But it gives like sheva.
It's a sheva. But there is a... the Midrashim that talk about somebody by the name of Tzitkiyo talk about one of the reasons that the Gula didn't come, that the Mashiach didn't come, is that because Tzitkiyo was one of the latter kings, because he did not sing a Shira, he didn't sing a song of praise. The Gula was dependent upon having a song.
No, but isn't it that the last Shira will be when the Mashiach will come?
The last Shira will be when the Mashiach will come. Why? Why? There's a Medrash that says when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Red Sea, it says, Oz Yashir Moshe, and the verb is in the future. So they say, why is Oz? In the future they will sing. It was in the past. Because the Medrash says that because when the Mashiach comes, when the ultimate Gula comes, then the people will sing. Why is a song important? Because a song is a recognition, amongst other things. A song is a recognition and a verbal announcement that you're saving, you're being saved. It is not because of you. It is because of a Kodesh Baruch. And it is something that goes out not to the intellect, but goes out to the masses. It goes out to the people. It is a public kind of statement that has in it your commitment and understanding that the things that happened to you were from a Kodesh Baruch. And if you have a Yeshua, if you have a Yeshua, if you are saved, then if you recognize it, you can learn from it. If you don't, you can't. I was talking to somebody, and I was talking about a philosophical question. It wasn't really, but that's the way it was being phrased. Of hashgacha pratis, of free will, of things like that. And so I said, look, you know, I can't prove God exists, and I believe that intellectually and philosophically you can't prove it, because if you could prove it, then people's free will would be removed. But I don't have to prove it. I've seen. And you know, I told some stories, and then she said, well, everybody has stories like that. And then she told some stories about how things happened to her and her family with specific guidance from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And but she was asking the question because she saw other things that she couldn't answer. But when she was thinking, she could see what happened, and you could see the miracles. So if something happens and you see it, and you recognize it, then it has a whole different meaning. You had a question?
Why does it have to be for some? Why can't you just announce it? And why is it so specific that it has to be said? Because it's very funny to think that when you say it, still it still applies to the Shem, it still applies to many people, you still hear it.
That's 100%, and that's part of my problem with understanding. Not understanding, with doing it in this kind of format. Song has a different meaning. I came in and I saw somebody and she was taking her sitter out and said she was going to go out and daven. And
well,
she was going to... What?
That's me. I don't mind.
And she was going to go out and daven in a place that for her was closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, why? Every place is close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But sometimes people can see different things. Sometimes when you see a sunset, if you sit in the room and you see the sun going down, and instead of saying, I have to close the trees so it doesn't... But if you look at it, some people see Kodesh Baruch Hu. Other people see the sun in their eyes. When you have a song, when you have a great poem, when you have any kind of work, and there are the kochot in this song, there are the multiple meanings, the multiple connotations of words. You have a different kind of emotion. It touches a different part of the person. Some people more, some people less. You know, I'm not a real song person. But if I asked you to tell me, if I asked people to tell me a speech that you remember. Tell me a song that you remember. Tell me a quote that you remember. The people will come up with, you know, some snappy comment. If I asked you a quote, they'll come up with a snappy comment. They won't come up with a deep philosophical comment. Because that's what people remember. And that's what speaks to a different part of them, and it speaks to a large, different kind of population. I can speak to your intellect. And I can talk, and I can talk, and I can talk. And you'll say, oh, we can have two teachers. We have many teachers. Some of the teachers are very, very deep. And some of the teachers are very, very good speakers. To some, the depth will speak. To some, if you go through all the different kinds of things, that'll speak to them. To others, it's... boom! You know, it's how it's presented. You know? You can hear his speech. You know, what... One of my Mahatonim, one of my son's in-laws, is an excellent speaker. And a lot of people will go and they won't necessarily come out with the message, but they'll be inspired. Other people will go and come out with an in-depth message because he uses a tool to get to them. He uses humor to get to them off. And the question is the statement is that a song gets to different people and gets to them in a much greater depth. So, we aren't going to be able to do this. You know, you can spend a semester in college working on one of Tennyson's poems or something like that. This has a tremendous, tremendous amount more complexity than that poem. And the basic kinds of things that we can do are to describe the purpose to talk about the technical parts of the song. We can discuss some of the multiple meanings that we can get. But you can't teach a song. You have to hear a song. And I'm not the one to sing it to you, nor is this the place to sing the song. But the song touched and touches the essence of what the recognition and what the conflict was. So we're going to look a little bit about some technical things, and then we'll try to look at perhaps some of the larger things.
Can I ask a question? Two questions, actually. Do we even know what the melody was? Like, do we have access to even knowing the melodies? Like, not only this one, but
we don't really know the melody. We don't know all of that melody. No.
Okay. And my other question is, it says Devorah sang as well as Barak. So I was wondering, like, how she sang it, and, like, if it was, like, public.
Okay,
you know,
so
that's
a technical kind of thing, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. You raised the question of Koesha.
Right.
That was the quicker. That was the what you were saying. And the question was, how could Devorah sing in public? Before some talk a great deal about that. The question of Koesha is a question of context, and some of them force some focus on that. The purpose here was a national song of Savior, and it was divinely inspired. There are places where she praises herself, and we force some talk about the fact that she loses some of her Ruach HaKodesh. She loses some of the connection, and then she has to regain it. So there's places in the Mefarshim deal with that kind of connection. But the ultimate answer, and the different technical parts of the answer, is that here there wasn't a problem of Koesha. Because, first of all, Kodesh Baruch Hu told her to do it, and therefore it was not something that would be considered prohibited. We have many times that we have something that is an act that is prohibited, that for some national reason it is altered. The classical example is Eliyahu bringing the sacrifice in Haifa by the cable car in Har HaKarmel. That he brought the sacrifice there, and that was totally prohibited because he wanted to make a statement that the idol worshippers were incorrect and to get rid of these idol worshippers. That was called Horah Shah. The song here has that property. That's the global answer. There's technical components of the answer, but some of them deal with the nature of Koesha in Erva. Well, Koesha is because it could attract a person to sexual thoughts. Here, because she was the national leader, and it was right after a time of national crisis, and hopefully most of you haven't seen that yet, it is more likely that you will see a time of national crisis or national problem, and that time is a time where the focus is no longer on the individual, and the focus changes, the shift changes, and so that's one of the things that the Mefarshim talk about, that here that was different. There's people that talk about that it was she sang it with Barak, and they relate that to the fact that he was her husband and that she sang softly, all different kinds of things. But the basic core answer is that this was not a problem of Koresh, it wasn't a problem of potentially having that kind of thing and keeping that barrier up. The problem is Koresha is that 99% of the time or more, there's no problem. But in some cases it can. And therefore, that is the nature of what we would call a drabonim, things that, to prevent something. And so here there wasn't such a problem.
Isn't it also that Shir, like, wrote the Shira and Barak was singing?
There's some people that talk about it is that way. Most of the Mefarshim do not. Most of the Mefarshim talk about the fact that both she and Barak had the same nevuah. Just like at the Yam HaMelech, you had 600... Yeah, Yam HaMelech. See, that teal had an effect on me. At Kriyas Yamsu, the people, there were 600 people that sang the same song. And they say that all of them had Ruach HaKodesh, all of them got the words from HaKodesh Baruch. Anyway, one more thing and then we're going to run out of time. In Pasuk Beis, it seems like an innocuous sentence, but it lays out the three components of the three parts of a national shira, of a national song. The first part is before Parutz, the Yisrael, when there is a national trial, the trial needs to be discussed. What is the situation? In order to sing a song of praise, you have to include the precursor situation. That's one part. And then you have Bisnadev Am, you have the people doing something, what the people do. And finally, you have Baruch Hu Hashem, you have a component of recognizing that it's all from a Kodesh Baruch. Those are the parts in general detail of what the song is. You have in the Shira you have many technical aspects of how the fight was fought, how people stood on the side, how they didn't come, how they said, we'll load our boats, if they win, fine. If we lose, we got the money and we're leaving. And it discusses those kinds of people. Whenever there's a national crisis, people take different courses of action. And how they do it and what they do, and that's also included in the Shira. There's information about how the actual war was fought. How many chariots is listed, but how many planes and tanks and infantry divisions and cavalry divisions aren't discussed. But there's references in the Shira. There are also multiple meanings of words that are raised that raise questions of what exactly are we talking about. It talks about Seir. Seir could be Esav, Har Seir, is what it says at the end of last week's pasuk where Esav moved to. It could be a reference sometimes to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai where the Torah is given. And again, there's multiple connotations and the interaction between them lead to a great deal of understanding and analysis. But we'll try to do some of it tomorrow, and we'll probably limit it to one more session.